Hi, I'm DG McCullough, and welcome to the Sage Sayers. If you're one of the few following my podcast, you've probably noticed there are ebbs and flows with this show, and we've been on a bit of an ebb lately because my dear producer's been busy. I'm launching a second podcast, Competency Number 5. My dear dad has had a heart attack, and he's doing fine, but that was a bit of a blip, which got in the way of podcasting as well. And then my coaching practice has just been so busy because so many need the support that only coaching or therapy or a professional listener can bring. But I'm coming back to the show tonight from my hammock in my garden. It's a beautiful spring night, and it's the first warm, you know, albeit 50 degree Fahrenheit weather we've experienced in at least 4 months here in Wisconsin. So I'm offering as my episode this week, Musings from the Hammock. What I'm learning is patterns, challenges, and bringing in some insights too on the communication challenges that I see plaguing many throughout the world. And I want to focus this week's episode just on fear. I would say fear has really intensified. I'm sure you feel it too. And when I coach my coachees, I do notice that even those who are really self-aware and do a normally excellent job with managing their fear, they're finding that their fear is spiking when they're in front of high-stakes audiences. So I wanted to offer, first of all, some reassurance that if you indeed are one of the many who do feel more increased fear when you're in front of high-stakes audiences, know that this is a shared feeling, and it's consuming many professionals all over the world, from Africa through to Europe, all the way through North America, Canada, all the way down to New Zealand. It's such a significant spike in fear. So rest assured, you're not alone. But I also wanted to speak a little bit about those who've managed to work through that fear and those who have not felt an uptick in fear at all, because I believe there are gems within both of those groups. So those who have navigated their fear, one thing that really helps them is to prepare, but not over-prepare. And there's quite an important distinction here. When we feel fear of our audience, our instinct is to over-prepare. But actually, the over-preparation for our presentation can be the death to our presence, number one, because it creates a spiral of work that we didn't have in front of us before. But also, in over-preparing for our presentation, we're not quite believing in ourselves to do the opposite of what over-preparing brings, which is speaking to a set number of points, providing opportunities to riff, to segue, to stay nimble, but also an opportunity to really connect with our audience. So if you're noticing that you're over-preparing, try stopping and doing the bare minimum instead. You've probably already got team members in front of you or beside you who are doing this really well. If so, start to notice the ways in which they are riffing and ad-libbing, and try to learn some tips. But I think from a mental fitness and a coaching standpoint, the best offering I have there, if you do indeed notice you're over-preparing, is try to keep it to a bare minimum. If you have 5 minutes on the stage, then you only really need 2 slides or 3, if that, and structure your presentation in a way that just helps you be really fluid. Additionally, if fear is consuming you, the next point is try to bring structure into your prep and to your presentation. Don't forget, you really just want to state what the bottom line is up top. This is what I have to say. This is my purpose. State the importance of the presentation. This is why my topic's important to me, but also to you as well. And then a short preview clarification. That's your intro. And the preview clarification is just simply, this is what I plan to speak on, this is how long, and this is what I hope you'll get out of it. The body simply expands on what you said in that intro. Your conclusion is really just telling them what you just told them and speaking emphatically for a few sentences on why it matters to you. So again, if fear is consuming you, then you want to keep a structure to help reduce that tendency to overprepare, but also to help you feel more centered, more calm, and to guide your audience. What's another way to manage our fear? I would say just remembering that, and this is a mental fitness tool, but it's also something that the TED Talk Guide to Public Speaking offers. It's a wonderful resource. If you haven't seen it already, I highly recommend it. I'll put it to the show notes. But the idea is don't let your judge assume that your audience is out to get you. And I would say with the heightened fear that you're experiencing, you can safely assume that your audience feels it too. It doesn't matter how high up somebody is within their organization. The current economy, the risk of layoffs, the overwork that many of us are experiencing, if we haven't been laid off, is inducing fear in many. So have empathy for your audience and don't let your judge assume that you're fearful, but they're not. Usually they have their own fears they're dealing with. Also, finally, try to really remember that if you have the stage, if you have the microphone, it's because you have something important to say. And that's point four. Remember that you have the stage because you have something important to say, something that your audience does not know about. So remember your subject matter expertise in your subject and bring that with you when you come to the forum. They asked you, not someone else, because you have something important to say. So feel confident with that. Another tip on fear, get to the root of the fear. And usually it's a fear that the stakes are higher and that if we mess up with this presentation or speaking up in this meeting with this very limited time with this high stakes communication, we're done. If we mess it up, we're toast. The opportunity to shine has gone. Will be front of the line for the next round of layoffs or whatever. That's a typical root cause for the fear that I hear in those I coach. That is true, but I also believe that overwhelm, exhaustion, not getting enough rest, and darting from one meeting to the next can greatly increase our fear and intensify the reality of that fear. So here's something that a dear client has done, and it's really transformed how he feels when he goes into high stakes meetings or meetings with hundreds and hundreds of people, something he does quite routinely. He simply closes his eyes for a moment, a minute or two, before he hits join meeting for this remote call that he's hosting on behalf of leadership. He is part of the leadership team, but with hundreds and hundreds of people all over the world. So the idea is pause, close your eyes, ground and center. Think of your audience. Think of your intention for being in this meeting and then enter the call. The same very technique can work in person too. Do the same exact grounding before you enter the room. Doing so, my client tells me, reduces that flight or fight response, helps remind us of our purpose and our importance, but also helps us pace really effectively in those opening sentences when we first get on the call and feel more positive emotions like joy, hope, happiness, gratitude. Versus a rushed feeling of, I must say this, this, and this, and this, and if I don't get it right, they're not going to love me anymore, and I'm going to lose my job. So try grounding, even if it's for a minute or two, before going on the call. Last tip on reducing fear in these high-stakes moments that many are experiencing, and it really just ties again to a mental fitness technique of managing the hypervigilant saboteur within. So what is our hypervigilant saboteur? It's a saboteur who has a heightened sense of all the risks in life, all of the dangers in life. And I believe if most people are experiencing an uptick in fear as they speak up in meetings or present to high-stakes audiences, their hypervigilant saboteur is very, very rowdy indeed. So a few tips which may help. One is focus just on the facts. Just on the facts. And you can do this as a journal entry the night before or the day before or a moment before the presentation. What are just the facts? Really center on this notion, because what's happening is your judge is tag teaming with your hypervigilant saboteur and misassuming a lot. It's catastrophizing all the things that could go wrong if you say the wrong thing in the wrong way, or you don't get to the point early enough, or your audience stays confused even though you've explained things quite carefully. So focus just on the facts to help ground and center you. And this might be, I need to speak on topic X. My audience are very high stakes people. They're leaders, they're busy, they're frustrated, but they also need to know my information. I have prepared substantially for this presentation, or sufficiently for this presentation. I know the content. I have budgeted time for Q&A at the end. Have I missed any facts here? I think that's it. Oh, maybe an additional fact. Maybe my manager has my support. He or she knows that I struggle with Q&A and they have my back when and if the Q&A goes a little wonky. That may be it. So focus just on the facts and see if that can help bring some calm within. There you have it, a handful of tools and techniques that my coachees are telling me really, really help reduce the heightened sense of fear that millions of communicators are feeling all over the world. I hope it helped. Thanks so much. Let me know on LinkedIn when I post this podcast episode what I got right, what I got wrong, and anything additional that has helped you. Bye-bye for now.